Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Frank Sesno's here. Yeah, that Frank Sesno from television, from CNN, the anchor, the award-winning anchor on CNN, and you've seen him in other places, and he's had a great career over the years, but he's now moved over to academia. He's the director of George Washington University School of Media and Public Affairs. And he's also the author of a brand new book called Ask More. It's all about questions. And he's here to share some of his ideas with us. Frank Sesno, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on a lot of things, but especially your book. Is this your first one?
It is my first book, yes.
Well, I'm working on my fourth one, and I tell men who've written a book that or people who are thinking about it, men who are thinking about writing a book, that it's as close as we'll ever come to birthing a baby.
There is no question about that. There is absolutely. My wife disputes that on certain levels, but
well, then they have some standing there.
Yeah, I think so.
So, Frank, one of my mentors years ago told me, if you want to get smarter, ask more questions. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. This book was actually inspired by a couple of, by a lot of different things. Obviously, by my own career and the thrill of asking questions and the incredible deep reward of getting the answers and learning about things and people and history and ideas. But it was also sparked by two very dramatic experiences. One, some years ago, I had an opportunity to hang around with Jack Welch, who was CEO at the time at GE. And Jack Welch was renowned for peppering people and a room with questions. Hmm. And I watched him work a room. And it was just remarkable. Here was this guy, very busy guy, very rich guy, very powerful guy. And he'd go up to a complete stranger, a kid in his 20s, and ask him what he was doing, where he was from, what he wanted to do. And in his own book, he talked about how he'd have these lunches with people and with young people who were working at the company to find out really what their professional aspirations were and all the rest. And it was his way of staying current. I also had an experience with somebody who came into a company after the company had been struggling for a while, mm-hmm. and came in from the outside and marched through the company and asked no questions. Because he thought he had all the answers.
Had all the answers, yeah.
And he didn't succeed.
Yeah. Well, he was able to
listen and to ask and to listen is huge.
He was able to enjoy all of his own information, wasn't he?
There are some people who just are really convinced that they've got all the answers and they don't need to listen to anybody else. And maybe they will be terrific and take you to victory, but maybe you'll march off the cliff together.
Isn't it a good thing there's nobody in politics like that these days?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So questions are important. But one of the things I learned and that you talk about in your book, and this has been critical to my success. I mean, everything, whatever I've accomplished in my life, it's been because I learned what I'm about to say. And this is basically, I think, the essence of your book. And that is, it's not just asking questions. It's about knowing how and when to ask the right kind of questions. What do you think?
It's about knowing how and when to ask the right kind of questions. It's also about listening. This is one coin. Coin has two sides. One side of this coin is questions. The other side of the coin is listening. We should really change the term Q&A to Q&L, question and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And really good business people are great at posing questions. First, they start by posing them to themselves. What am I trying to do? How am I going to succeed? Mm-hmm. How am I going to market? Who am I going to connect with? Who's my audience? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? Where are the challenges? What am I not thinking about? And then
that's part of self-analysis. You've got to be able to be introspective, right?
Well, sometimes it's introspective, and sometimes it's just being a pure extrovert. One of the stories I talk about in the book is the story of Ben and Jerry's. You know, Ben and Jerry's, this incredible ice cream. Here were these two, fat guys who hadn't done very well in life, and they didn't know where they were going to go. They didn't have much direction. They thought about going into the bagel business, but the bagel business was too expensive because they needed equipment. But they knew certain things about what they wanted to do. They knew they wanted to have fun. They knew they wanted to make some money. They knew they wanted to stand for something. And so in kind of laying these things out, this is what they did. Uber. Uber started with a couple of guys who were, you know, daydreaming, and they said, you know, because they were from San Francisco. San Francisco has a terrible taxi fleet, mm-hmm. or they did at the time. And they said, what would it be like to ride around like a millionaire? And you can sort of set these unbelievably wonderful aspirational questions for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then you go about answering them. And sometimes, you know, by setting the aspiration, by going out there, you kind of dream big, and you leapfrog all the sort of practicalities as to how you're going to get there. Set your dream, set your goal, and then you work backwards, and you figure out how you're going to overcome those practicalities.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing how many dreamers start with sort of a question that they pose.
But it does begin with that question, doesn't it? I mean, what would I have to do this? If I don't like where I am, what do I have to do to get to the place where I want to be?
Exactly right.
And then break that down with a lot of different answers. And as you say, whether I'm listening to you or whether you and I are listening to ourselves, you have to listen.
That's exactly right. And the people who are good at this, and we can learn, we can become better at this. That's the point. That's where the power of all of this is to discipline ourselves to not just ask one question, but to ask repeated questions, to listen to ourselves mm-hmm. and others and pose the you know, in journalism, in interview shows like this, you call it the follow-up question.
Right.
You know, that's where the surprise and the results often lie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not in the first question or the second, but when you ask something the third or the fourth time in different ways and you come at it in different ways, you go, oh, I hadn't thought about it that way before. And that's, you know, that's where the discovery and I think where business comes. You know, business needs to know, if you're going to be successful, what your audience, your public is thinking and seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And how you get feedback from them and adjust yourself accordingly to sort of stay out in front of the pack. You know, the world moves fast.
Right.
And you got to ask and listen fast.
Well, and another thing that I learned was that you have to ask the right kinds of questions and the interrogatives.
Yeah.
I was
right.
taught about the interrogatives, you know, who, what, when, where, how, and why. And the difference between asking what my trainers called it, directed probes and non-directed probes.
Right.
Open-ended or closed-ended, and depending on what kind of information you want. If you want information, you ask open-ended questions. They use the interrogatives. If you just want to shut them down and move on to your next point, you ask a directed probe.
Well, it's why I've created these categories of questions.
Right.
Because what I have discovered in my own work and through the research for this book is really we prepare, we ask, and we listen differently based on the type of question we're asking, and we're going for different outcomes.
Hold on to that thought, Frank. Folks, the
yeah.
book is called Ask More. Frank Sisno is the author and award-winning journalist, as you know. He and I will be right back after these messages. Frank, you got a website for the book?
I do, askmorebook.com.
So check it out. It's also wherever books are sold. And more to come with Frank Sisno. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.